Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you. Get ready to put something out there in pieces for you, baby. Oh my gosh, how my baby's doing on the day? So first of all, if y'all hear the background, I'm outside. I'm just enjoying this nature, shining on them because they hate it, baby. I hope y'all out there doing the same thing. Okay, so listen, thank you for everybody that support me. Y'all know how I go through this whole thing. I'm out in Alabama. Thank God I get ready to go home today, child. Mama been on the road working. But look, get this, right? Oh, man, wait a minute. Hold on. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this work, too. I got to say hi to my haters. And for all my new subscribers, all my new listeners, everybody that's downloading the Just a Touch of Jay app, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I am about to put something out there in pieces for you, okay? So, listen. So you know how God just lays these things on my heart. So on my Instagram page, my name is RONI76. Okay, that one on Instagram. So listen, I'm out there, I'm promoting, I'm doing my whole thing. And last night when I was in my hotel room, I was listening to my pastor. Y'all know I love Keon Henderson. So I had posted it because, look, he was, listen, y'all better check it out. He was spitting that word and he was talking some good knowledge. But this is something that I want to share with you, okay? I got to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Because somebody is going through something, and when it come on me like that, I got to give it to y'all, okay? So listen, this is what he's talking about. What he's saying is that sometimes when you have this level up, okay, you go to this different level, okay, in your life, all right? You're no longer on this level that you used to be on, okay? Whether it's you're evolving in your career, you know, with your spirituality, who you are as a person, you are just basically leveling up. You going to a different level. You're going higher. You know, maybe how you're loving yourself. Shout out to my self-love campaign that just started the other day. We are on day two, and I'll be letting you guys know about that. This is the second year that we're doing that. But, you know, you're leveling up. You know, you're doing things different now. You're seeing life different. You know, you just, you out here in this world, and you up on a different type of level, okay? Now, sometimes people, they don't come up to that level with you, right? And what Keon was talking about yesterday is that what's happening is that now you're in a circle surrounded by people who are giving you what you used to need. Child, this is just a touch of J, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So sometimes when y'all out there struggling, y'all don't get what's going on, and you like, they still treating me the same way. They can't see that I'm different now. They can't see that I'm on a different level now. They don't understand. They don't know how to give you anything else because they haven't grown with you to the next level. Do you understand what I'm saying? All they know how to do is give you what you used to need. Okay, let's just say this. He used the example of before you used to need maybe their confirmation, before you maybe needed a certain type of love from them. I don't know, maybe you needed sex from them. Maybe you needed security from them. And you've grown now and you don't need those things. Maybe you need words of affirmation. Maybe you need a different type of sense of security. Maybe you need them to, they're not on the level that you're on. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about right here. So look, let me let you know, all right? It's nothing wrong with that. That's all I wanted to come to you and just tell you that. Just pay attention to the fact that they just haven't grown. They don't know how to deal with you. They might be approaching you the same way like how they used to approach you. And you know, okay, let's just say, for example, you used to go out, you used to party. Okay, maybe you went out, you party, you know, you were drinking or you were smoking. I don't know what you out here doing. I don't know what y'all out here doing. Okay, but now you ain't doing that no more. So if they ain't grow with you, they only gonna come to you on that same level. They don't know how to do nothing else because they haven't grown. So what you need to do is just understand that everybody ain't on the level that you on. A fifth grader don't understand a 12th grade level. You understand what I'm saying? They haven't came up to where you at yet. You got to let them be beneath you. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let them go ahead. Don't worry about that type of stuff if y'all out here struggling with it. Okay, this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Because I know somebody out there, y'all going through something. You're struggling a little bit. You're trying to figure out, like, why is it that I'm surrounded by people who keep treating me a certain type of way? Like, you know, maybe they might not be seeing how thorough you are now because you done rose up a little bit and they still trying to come at you the same way like how they used to. They don't know how to do no better, baby. Again, this is just a touch of J. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you.
Okay, so what you need to start doing is you got to let them be on that little level that they on. They don't know how to approach you on no other type of level. Let them stay where they at, and you keep on rising to the top. I love yourself. This is day 2 of the self-love campaign, man. And let them love themselves and let them love you on the level that they are on. Okay? Keep riding to the top, baby. Shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Now, let me go ahead and get back to doing what I do, baby. All right. I love you guys. You guys have an amazing day. I just had to drop a word on y'all. I hope y'all hear me because I got my earpiece in and y'all know how I do. I come to y'all wherever. You know, whatever God give me that thing, I got to bring it to y'all because I love my babies. Y'all sweet, sexy, fine selves. All right. Let me go ahead and get on up out of here again. No, who is this? Man, come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. And I had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? Make sure y'all go on over to my name is ONI76 on Instagram or check out my mobile app. Yes, it's just a touch of J mobile app because I'm definitely dropping that work for y'all. Yeah, I got some good stuff going on, promoting my interview. I got other interviews coming to you too later. All right? I love y'all. Y'all take care. Until next time. Bye-bye. Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I just had to come back at you and put something else out there in pieces for you, baby. What's cracking with my babies? Oh, my gosh. I got to give y'all the second part to this, okay? So if you guys are listening again, this is number 2 to that whole there's levels to this podcast that I just did. Chill. So look, I'm out here, I'm doing what it is that I do, you know, doing what it is that I do, what I do, what I do. Yes, so look, it came to me. Okay, so look, I got to give you the second part, all right? Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Shout out to everybody that's following me and supporting me. I love you guys. Oh my gosh, I love my babies. So look, let me go ahead and give you the second part, right? The second part to this whole thing is, remember I told you that what's happening is that you might see yourself in this circle, right? Now you're surrounded in this circle with people who are coming at you, once you level up, the same way that they used to, because they don't know how to come at you any other way, right? Because they haven't leveled up on the level that you're on. Now, chill, let me tell y'all the kicker to this. The kicker that y'all might not be paying attention to is that y'all used to be on the same level as them. Okay, so listen, that's why you recognize it. Okay, you recognize this, you like, hold on, wait a minute. You know, they out here, they still trying to hit me up and do all this stuff like how they used to do. Because you used to be on the level that they are on. Remember, you was once there. You just elevated, okay? So, let me break a couple things down to you now, okay? So, this is why I'm basically saying you got to let them be on the level that they on. You can't judge them, baby. Okay, this is just a touch of J. Everybody don't come up like how you come up. You got to let them be where they at. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I said let them be on that baby level that they on. Okay, because you once were there. You know, now you're just doing other things. You just leveled up a little bit. Number 2. You might start getting some of that hate, y'all. Now, listen, don't let me talk to y'all about this hate now. Okay, because you want to know why you might get that hate? The hate because they see that you've elevated above them. They recognize, hold on, she acting funny. He acting funny. They not doing the same things like they used to do. They don't want to hang out no more. These little things that I used to try to do to get their attention doesn't work anymore. What they think they better than me now. You know, all they do this now, they do that now. You know, they ain't like how they were. You understand what I'm saying? Because they recognize it. Sometimes you don't. You don't understand how much you've grown. But let me tell you what the key is. What you got to pay attention to is just that they haven't. They recognize that they're not on that level that you came up to. And you have to do the same. Okay? So that's the kicker to this whole thing. I had to come back here. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, baby. Because I need y'all to understand that. The only reason why you're in this circle or the circle is around you now is because you used to be in it. You just didn't know that when you were in it that you was all jacked up. You understand what I'm saying? Let's just say you are... Okay, like me, I lost 60 pounds. Shout out to me. Yes, y'all. Doing my little 1-2. But let's just say y'all out here and y'all are trying to lose weight and you lose weight. Right? But you used to be eating french fries or you got a chip addiction like me or something. I don't know what you got going on. I tell y'all that. I don't know what y'all out here doing. But you got something going on and you was eating or you know, you gained weight, right? And you said, you know what? I need to lose this weight. So you stop eating fast food. You stop drinking sodas. You stop doing this. Let's just say you become vegan. Okay, now look, everybody in your circle, though, the circle that you used to be in, you know, when you was eating all that other stuff, they didn't change. No, baby, they still out here doing what they do. You understand what I'm saying? So you might find yourself not getting invited to things. Like, you know, they might go out to these restaurants. They might say, you know, I can't even invite you, bro, because you don't even do all this no more. A lot of times we get lonely and loneliness starts. You're by yourself because they haven't leveled up to the level that you're on. You understand what I'm saying? But if they want to go ahead and indulge in that stuff, you really can't hate on them, even if they want to hate on you. Just let it be where it is, okay? So listen, I'm trying to come out here and put this out there in pieces for y'all. The whole thing that I need you to understand is just that sometimes when you go ahead and you level up, your circle, the people who are around you, they haven't, okay? And this is just a touch of J, baby. I have to put this out there in pieces for you and let you know that it's okay. And you just got to let them be the level that they are on. That's it. All right. And recognize that you are going higher. Okay. And when you go higher, baby, you go to a new level with new people who know how to treat you on the level that you're on, because you surround yourself with people who are now like you and people who are not. Okay, get this thing right here. This is day 2 of the self-love campaign. I love my babies. Love yourself. Don't you worry about people who still deal with you on the level that you used to be on the same way they dealt with you when you were on that level. They don't know no better, baby. They don't know how to approach you. They don't know how to deal with you because you've increased your value to something else. You got to pray for them and you just got to let them be where they at. That's all. Okay. I love my babies. I just had to bring that to y'all. Okay. This is Justin Tasha J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right. I love you guys. Till next time. Y'all shine on a happy Friday. I tell y'all, I love Jesus. Jesus love me. Okay? And y'all go ahead and do what y'all do and live your best life. All right? Be thorough. Continue to flex on them. All right? And have a good one. Till next time, I love you. Bye-bye.